Here we go. Bow with the bow, the bang, diggy, 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 says the boogie, set up, jump the boogie. My name is Kid. That was fun. I had to do that. Hey, welcome to Upon Your Gander. I'm your host, Vincent Easley, right here at RealLibertyMedia.com, RLMRadio.xyz. Today on the Radio Writing Series, PGVE10, hashtag that, R-Log, not on my watch, reminding you to be the media and take back your future. Because journalism, that is truth, needs defense. You are what you do, not what you say you'll do. Be the media, like me, Vinny, online. That's right. And right here at the top of the blog, that you'll catch later if you're not listening live, or you are, yeah. Real Liberty Media's donate link if you want to support Real Liberty Media, please do. This is back to the Bundy et al. Standing Matters, the Bundy Ranch Standoff and Trial Report by me. And what matters? A Ponder Gander. The Radio Writing Series. Today, Cliven Bundy was right. So not on my watch. I shall never surrender or retreat. Somebody's calling me. Hello? Oh, it was pretty loud, was it? Okay, too late. You already heard it loud and clear. Overcoming tyranny and oppression in America. Right there is the one and only photo credit. I've got this published. Readout News. Thank you, Sherry Duvalli. I want to tell you about this, and now I'll build up. We'll go talk about Cliven and what happened and where he's sitting. I want to tell you there's a difference between defending freedom and offending it. The difference between standing in the gap and creating a gauntlet. The difference between being right from wrong. The difference. Thank you, Deborah Cochran. You tagged me. I consider this comma here, the difference, and I put a comma, being right from wrong. Or should I have put it comma after being, the difference being right from wrong. So it kind of, it's two-sided, and we'll look at a little bit more of the two-sided issue as we go along. I don't know how my story will end, but nowhere will it ever end. I gave up. Quote of the day shared by Carol Bundy. Thank you. And I do know that by remaining silent, he who can and ought to forbid something commands it. That's from the law of war and peace. And having been warned, learn justice, says Homer. I found this fella, or he found me over on the Twitter sphere, Jesse Scott. And he quoted Conrad Hilton. He says, success seems to be connected with action. Successful people keep moving. They make mistakes, but don't quit. Silimo, one of our newest members at the Real Liberty Media Chatosphere, he says in his blog that it's the arrogance of ignorance. And a lot of things in life which are not true are easier to believe. Beyond redemption, but with divine exception. Why are you popping up on me? Quit that, team viewer. Try that again. Beyond redemption, but with divine exception. Poetry is the art of distilling words, and that's in our tunication. Distilled words to form short phrases, condensing meaning into syncopation. Tenor and tune. The voice is the loom. Temporary reality from imagination. Creativity. Thanks, Mike. I did have your name in there. SLC, Mike. I must have left it out. I have to add that back to the notes. Says Bruce Gerbrandt, and I got that again from Jesse R. Scott over on Twitter. Creativity doesn't wait for the perfect moment. It fashions its own perfect moment out of ordinary ones. We're all puppets. That's what the suspect, Sirhan said. And for my next trick, I'd like a volunteer from the audience in how to make friends and influence enemies. Well, what makes a man to wander? Ken Curtis, he sings that. What makes a man to wander? Well, there's the exhausting non-existent mercy. How can you exhaust something that is non-existent? Well, let's hear the rules of supervillainy. And we're gonna take just a little piece of recording out.
This is audible.
It didn't give me the right startup, so doggone it, I guess I'll just read it. Back from Audible. Thank you. I thought I corrected that. Well, that kind of throws me off. All right, well, I'll just skip on by there and maybe come back to it. It's at, what is it, at 3 hours, 57 minutes, and 37 seconds in. I think I'll just find out. If I remember that number, 3, was it 353 or 357? I think it's 357, 53, right there. I bet that's what it is.
Technological effort, which must have gone into creating a wormhole generator as opposed to installing an airlock.
All right, I didn't remember the right number. It might be 350, 357. Let's see if I can get that. I'll just check it real quick. Here's a couple seconds, sir.
I know you killed the extreme in self-defense, but other heroes won't see it that way. There's also the matter of the numerous other crimes. Good. I was still trying to wrap my head around the fact he knew everything. Hold on, Moses. If you knew this entire time, why didn't you, I don't know, stop?
Well, you know what? I know where I have the note at for that, I do believe. Oh, somewhere in here. So I got this articulated here. Oh, it's way down here. Hold on. Come back here. From my notes. Doggone it. I wanted that to open up just to the right spot. But you will be able to click onto Silimo's link. Did I put Mike's name in over here on my notes? If I don't, I will. Yeah, let me try this here. Here's the link. Over here, and I don't know why I didn't get transferred to my blog. Probably because I didn't check it twice. Let's do a copy and a paste. I want this to come through here. Oh, did I have this might be it.
Don't stop me earlier. Silly. I can't be everywhere at once. I was stopping a flood in Madagascar until about an hour.
That makes me mad. I had that all set up. Doggone it. Let me look one more time. Do I got the notes in there? I cut them out. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll have to come back. Oh, it's still too loud. Okay. Thanks, Grimner. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go back to my notes. I'll have to remember to turn that down next time I push play, right? I should come back and cut all this out here looking for that. Doggone it. All right. Well, anyways, I'll have to go back and find that. Let's hear. Move on. The great evil. There's a perfectly balanced champion in all this, I do believe. In order to believe in utopia, one has to hate the world. That's that two-sided issue again, talking about. I don't know if I can really articulate this any better to say that there's those that do right and those that do wrong. This great evil and where it all comes from. How did it steal into the world? Now I'm going to click this and turn the volume down. Why is it so loud, Greg? I got my volume down here.
This great evil.
How's that?
Where's it come from? How did it steal into the world? What root did it grow from? Who's doing this? Who's killing us? Robbing us of life and light. Am mocking us with the sight of what we might have known. Benefit the earth? Does it help the grass to grow, the sun to shine? Is this darkness in you too? Have you passed through this night?
Laser Dota. Thank you. You'll have credit in this. In the blog. Let me go back over and see how that volume was. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Flash, you stole away. Still a bit high, but better. Thanks, Grim. Let's do a down right here. Maybe somebody didn't know. Okay. I'm going to come back over here. And back again to this great evil. And so we're one side or another, right or wrong. Some people say there's shades of gray and there's a thin line. I've heard that often. What seed, what root did it grow from? Who's doing this? Who's killing us, robbing us of life and light, mocking us with the sight of what we might have known? Have you passed through this night? Well, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I'm going postmodern. So let's click this and listen. And I'll have to hit the pause over on the record.
Whoa-oh, I'm a rebel just for kicks.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, what's Grimner saying? I've got the volume down on the YouTube player. Almost to zero, so maybe one of those settings. I can go pause here if you want to come back on with me here, and we can check that real quick. Just say my name, and I'll pop back over. In the meantime, let me go back to the Artunicated R-Log. It said, yeah, that was the postmodern version of I'm a rebel just for kicks now. We could fight a war for peace. Ooh-woo, says they. I'm a rebel just for kicks now. Says, give in to that easy living. Goodbye to my hopes and dreams. Start flipping for my enemies. We could wait until the walls come down. Ooh, woo. I'm a rebel just for kicks now. It's time to give a little to the kids in the middle. But, oh, until it falls. Whoa, bro. Whoa, bro. Oh, bro. Can you hear me now, Grimner? You know, it won't bother me. It's coming. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Might have had your feel, but I feel it still. Do you feel it still? Or what side are you fighting for? We're going to be talking about some of these folks and which side they're on towards the end of the first half hour, I think, if I get there. If I'm free to leave, am I free to stay? Hear sweet and clear the call of the faraway hills. I want to be that good guy, that he might fall further and harder. One man's hero is another man's monster. And the measure of good you can do is often determined by the amount of evil you're willing to tolerate on the path to it. And even if this isn't my world, it's worth fighting for. It's worth saving. Be dogged by hogs, pigs, and policy. Be a time to open a can of wolf ass. I'm going to pause a moment and get grim. All right, here we go.
The measure of good you can do is often measured by the amount of evil you're willing to tolerate on the path to it, Other Gary said. What?
Oh, yeah.
One man's hero is another man's monster. Look at Vlad the Impaler and ask how he...
That's C.T. Phillips. It's the Science of Super Villainy from the Super Villainy Saga audiobook that I'd listened to. And it's there's several books in there, and it starts off really great, and then it goes off because it's continuing story. So things just keep going on, and it's like, got to end it somewhere, maybe. Do you or don't you? Or just keep going. How far are you willing to go? This is hilarious. You got to listen to this. This is that can of whoop. That's what I was talking about, and I sent this over to Hal. Let's get a little bit of this.
Ready?
Ready.
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 It ain't carrots. It ain't peas. It ain't the kippers and the salted grease. You just opened up a great big can of whoop-ass. It ain't
condemned. Let me pause it just to break up the algorithm for YouTube. We'll cut that in just a minute and then play it back out. Let's just listen to the... a little bit more.
And milk or soup. It ain't the peaches in the syrup goop. You just opened up a great big can of whoop-ass.
That's what Al's doing every week. Come on over here to Real Liberty Media on Sundays at noon o'clock out there on the left coast. And get behind the woodshed for some lessons and noticing the news. That's right.
Oh, my dear, it's very clear that you did something wrong. So it's time to pay for your crime with punishment and this song.
Whoa.
It ain't crazy.
Crazy.
Or clam. It ain't the salmon or the processed ham. You just opened up a great big can of whoop-ass.
That's right. Every week, right here behind the woodshed at Real Liberty Media, opening that big old can of whoop-ass. There's a get back a little bit off from the fun and silly side. I see fire. We talked about this last night. Chuck Ocelli and I did. I'll have to come back over here and add that into the R-Log. The song, it was in... was it the Hobbit, the first one, or the second one, The Desolation of Smog? I think I'm going to spin the second one. From Ed Sheeran, I See Fire. I got the lyrics copied to there. Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep a careful watch on my brother's souls. It's a beautiful song. Thanks again to Jay Grady for all the work that she does over on YouTube and keeping the record set over there. And inside the R-Log here, you'll find a video that she has posted from Charlize Finicum. And why the story of my father, Lavoie Finicum, should matter to you. It came from about 3 days ago on the 23rd of April, 2019. A short life hath been given by nature unto man, but the resemblance of a life laid down is a good cause, endureth forever. As a good cause. No, it says in a good cause, endureth forever. A short life hath been given by nature unto man, but the resemblance of a life laid down in a good cause endureth for the remembrance. I can't even read, can I? And endureth forever. There's other references that speak to this. Man that lay down his life for his brother. So raise your glasses to kicking the asses of darkness and the forces of evil. Fear the dark side. Or should you, anti? I kind of clipped a little bit of that out. Thank you. W4DKV, also known as anti. And the Sons of Perdition and the Blackwater Gospel. Everybody is on a level playing field. What I got here is a video I found, the Blackwater Gospel. It's included here in the R-Log. From there, a dark pale falls over Blackwater, with every citizen barricaded within their homes, hoping to save themselves from the death they fear. You're all alone now. Won't you join me? From Sugar Hill, Again, there's some click-ons to further the tunication. I think I'll just go pause here for a moment, and we'll click some and listen. Hold on. So we're going to resume record just for a minute.
The Undertaker raises no hand, but I'll fear him just the same.
Do you fear the Undertaker? You fear the death that comes to every man? The Blackwater Gospel is it's like 9 minutes 32 seconds long. If you want to, it'll be here for you to listen to in entirety. Fellers that climb a telephone pole. Here comes the Undertaker. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? He's going to fall. I just know it. All men fall. Like all grass, all flesh is grass, and the flowers of the field fade. Everyone is on a level playing field. This is from Prezi.com. It gives a little memes there with the little graphs and stuff, and you can click that for yourself later. Come back to the R-Log here. But I'm going to play one more song here and then go push pause again. Okay, so that's Won't You Join Me? It's a clip out of the movie from Sugar Hill. It's a, what you call it, blaxploitation or something like that? No, that's not the right word. Anyways, where evil comes and claims their prize. Now, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you because I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world going nowhere. Traveled by turtles in a mad world. There's an animated short, Are You Lost in the World Like Me? And there's also some postmodern Scream from the Wisecrack and how horror movies changed. So there is a road to happiness. But I want to play this. Which one was it? It's got to be Going Nowhere in a Mad World. And I better go hit the button to pause. No, that's not right. Wrong one. That's the lyrics. Let me try another one. buttons. Going Nowhere. Here it is. This got to be at Mad World.
All around me are familiar faces.
I was vintage vaudeville in a style covered feat Puddles Pity Party and Haley Reinhart. It's a mad world. It is indeed. Back over here to my authenticated R-Log. So we've been trampled by turtles. Clive and Bundy has, I'm certain. On the road to happiness, there's a video right in here. Just click on that. I dropped it into the chat, sir, for you for lighting. You want to, you can put it on and just watch it with mute while you're listening, even. Won't hurt a bit. It's not the words inside, but I like to say it's not what we say, but why we say it, isn't it? Really? But maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Maybe. My heroes had heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember thinking is I wanted to be like them. Ever since I was a little, it looked like fun. And it's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done. But again, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Probably. Uh-huh. You really think you're in control. This is another one from... No, this is from somebody else. Hannah Gill and Casey Abrams. I'm going to play that one, too, and go push pause. Oh, I have it on mute.
remember when, I remember when I lost my mind.
Remember when?
Possibly. Okay. Pushing buttons. You really think you're in control? That's just crazy, isn't it? What really makes a difference, it does, it really makes a difference in what we say. The words that come out of our mouth. Benjamin Zander said that. Comes from a TED Talk. Who are we being, I find inside. Walking out of Auschwitz and into life, a woman said, I will never say anything that couldn't stand as the last thing I'll ever say. Carol Bundy said, the beautiful thing about truth is it is so easy to tell. And I always, every time, I will always remember, I will never forget her face, and that there was like a twinkle in her eye, that knowing, that great faith that she had that things would come out. And this is before the trial was dismissed. And where does Clive and Bundy stand today? He's being accused of a lot of things. Now, let me go back over here, because there's some Twitters that I want to talk about. Sparkly Bear says, pretty words don't mean squat, though. Great job of avoiding answering the question. It's how you ask the question. It's not what's said, but why you say it. Okay, right? And she says that Bundy followers are great. She meant to put at. There's a typo. So when I quoted it, I put a sick in there. In bars in there. Let me see if I can get on down here to some more. Maybe, wait. Do I got any response in that? No. I got to go down further. I communicated to him a little bit. And I think, hopefully, he'll cover this. And talking about this treason and state officers, Bar Association members, too. They interfere with Congress, primarily talking about soil disposal, of a mineral estate of primary economic sabotage, says he. Potential harm is no authority either or for aesthetics. And we're talking about Montana Gold Clutch Canyon, I think it is, where they've said no more gold mining there because of it would contaminate streams, the streams downstream. Or waters downstream, that is. Tim liked, I feel it still. We could fight a war for peace, given that easy feeling. Yeah, not so much. And Hal said about that can of whoop-ass we opened up, but they never actually opened the can in the video. They just stole them. You're not like behind the woodshed neither, says he. Scrolling. Oh yeah, so Rancho 42 retweeted, it ain't what you know that gets you into trouble, it's what you know for certain. That's a quote, and I got that from Don Quixote. That's right, Cervantes Mount, and he kind of gave me a little criticism there. Now here we go, here's Tara Stomp, Sterling Archer's mother or mom. Millions of private property out there. It's just there, being property and such. If I decided to utilize a random chunk for profit without permission, I'd probably get arrested. Or should I get my buds to shoot it out, shoot at the property owner on a lie that it was my property? Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. She says it's private property out there, and she's talking about actually these public lands. The and I'm going to say as how they had supposed to be disposed. Now, when I have to back up here to the Taylor Grazing Act, when it was range war out there, what she's talking about? Everybody just a free for all, right? So the Taylor Grazing Act came in and they provided boundaries and. Determining where, well, they shored up the rights of ownership of this grass and the waters out here. They become property. So then they come along later. You get into the 70s and the Endangered Species Act. The desert tortoise comes along later on with No Moo in 92 and Cattle Free in 93. And what happens is, in the meantime, the Bureau of Land Management is from the Department of Interior is coming along and say, we own the land. Well, what is these public lands? They're owned by the American public then. And certain parts of those are become property in the grazing rights, you know, actually title and water. You also have mineral rights, and then you have for people that want to go hunting and fishing and camping or off-roading, all these people have these rights to access. Now, the convolution comes then, and when the BLM says, no, we own the property, the government owns the property, and we find that it's disposed. This public land, public domain. Again, come back to Behind the Woodshed with Hal to learn more on how these land disposal and this works. And we find where they give us the notice and telling us what they do and what's coming down the pike. So Cliven Bundy, he'd fought this, knowing full well that these guys are out to manage him out of business. And he says, I'm not going to sign another contract with you. Now the people come along and say, oh, well, he's not paying his taxes. He's not paying his fair share. He's a freeloader. No, I don't think a lot of people are familiar with what the desert really is out there where these cattle roam and graze and browse. They're not doing any harm. I'm going to tell you that right now. And the rancher is providing for other life that would otherwise not exist out there. So then they come along and say, this isn't your property. They make laws, make decisions in court, and then they say, Cliven Bundy is wrong. Well, why is he right? Why is he right? Because he's fighting for what's right, for what's his. Now, if I come in and I tricked you into signing a contract, and then you figured it out and said, I'm not signing another contract, and they say, we have ways of making you pay. Who says that? Mob members, certainly. Sarah Matthews, she liked the tweets I was included in. She says, LOL, I'm going to call bullshit on that. Too chicken to make a statement. Let's click that word. To make a statement. So it's just the first and second. Talking about the amendments, then I guess you feel it's just fine since they don't apply to Bundys. What really happened there? I talk about this difference. When I started out, let me go back over here to the beginning of this R-log I got going here and go back where I started at. Come on, open up here. There you go. Go back to the top. Right there, right under Overcoming Tyranny and Oppression in America. The difference between defending freedom and offending it. The difference between standing in the gap and creating a gauntlet. The difference being right from wrong. What happened at the Bundy Ranch? Did people come out there and start a war? There was a peaceful pushback. The First Amendment certainly was what precluded a massacre at the Bundy Ranch. The Second Amendment ensured that if people were going to be slaughtered, then just one shot. It was precarious what it could have happened to. But that's not why the people were there. And as to my testimony, my conversation with Ammon Bundy and Jason Patrick is that we was there to search out any malcontents. We wanted to make sure that this was peaceful, that nobody started an incident that would, the history would have read a whole lot different, wouldn't it? Sure would have. Peace, that's what ensures law. Law is, it settles peace. We go back to Taylor Grazing Act and setting these boundaries and stopping this range war. It's not a free-for-all. These boundaries have been established, and now they're trying to steal the property for many reasons. There's a lot to be said on that. Let me go back to the Twitter. go back to the top. Let's see where it starts. Yeah, from Donkey. Okay. That's where I said, it ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. That's what Mark Twain said. Don Quixote, him and Sky Reef, we have respectful interaction at least. Where they, Don Quixote, he don't pull any punches, but he is still kind of kind in it. And he says kind of ironic considering how many falsehoods and truths about the Bundy gang you've chosen to ignore over the years, Vincent. Well, I understand what he's saying, and I still, because of this convolution between legal and lawful, where it got lost at, and how they're trying to, stampede and run them off, Clive Bundy and his cattle. So, yeah, Sparkly Bear says, that's a total and complete cop-out. It says that I'm getting mired in the bullshit. The point is simple. If you don't like the law or a legal ruling, F it. I'll just call a couple of hundred Yahoo to bring their guns and threaten Leo until I get my way. Well, let me tell you why the people came, Miss Sparkly Bear. It was so that they weren't, wasn't a massacre. And say what you will, there was an army built up there. It's all been proven. You're trying to go just like the prosecution did and keep all the truth out. Bring all the truth. By all means, all the truth. It's a wonderful thing. The beautiful thing about truth is it's so easy to tell, isn't it? Let me scroll a little bit here. Let me click onto this to see it. This responded to me and Don Quixote from Sparkly Bear. It says, LOL, good question, Vincent. What's your answer? What about when two separate groups are on opposite sides of a disagreement about a law? Then is it to whomever has the most firepower? Will we completely regress to the Wild West? You know, I've got to admit there are some people that want that. Yeah, I don't deny that. There are some bad people involved that, you know, gathered up amongst good folks. And that's how the esoteric of evil works. Don Quixote says, if a pack of armed liberals come to confiscate your weapons because they disagree with the current interpretation of the second law, you're supposed, you'd support that too? You know, I think I answered him, and I think I didn't even really read that properly. A pack of armed liberals come to confiscate your weapons. That is really funny. That's just really completely oxymoronic in so many ways. Let me go look at them levels here. We're still clear recording. Let's look at the butt. And butt still streaming. But broadcast using this tool. I like that one better than any of the other ones that we've tried out. Sparkly Bear says this is what the Bundys did. They disagreed, took it to court and lost. Didn't like that, so they took to arms to get their way. Question is, do you agree with that for everyone, not just good old boys in cowboy hats? Yeah, I think there is a time for people to come stand in the gap, absolutely. And if they have arms, side arms or long arms slung on their shoulder, that makes a point. And especially when we're saying there's something wrong here. And then collectively, I say that. Hundreds of people said something's wrong here. And we're here so that you don't just govern at gunpoint and kill somebody or several somebodies. That's a long thread there. That's in my Twitter. I'm going to roll down a little bit further. And I'm seeing the same thing I read in the thread. Okay, here we go. Don Quixote, they're feeding their livestock on meager forage on public land and packing indigenous species. What if I want to run 1,000 head there too? Then what? The guy with the biggest private army wins? Snap out of it, Vincent. It's called social contract theory. It's basic poot patties. So yeah, I've defined the poots and the patties. Feeding on meager forage. Let me tell you, I spent some, 40 days out there in the desert. And I'm going to tell you what I seen. I went with Clavin, and he showed me the browse species. And if you look across the desert for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles, you're going to see a lot of the same stuff. And you're going to get the estuaries that I'm not going to deny it. Some of these places should be fenced off for protection from the cows. But that's a very rare little spot where you don't want the gals to get in there. And maybe you need some of them. No, I won't deny that. And I think the rancher will pretty much go about protecting the environment as well as providing life for otherwise life that would not exist out there. Let me see if I can finished up here. Oh, there's a lot. It's a very long thread. I gave up on trying to type back a response, and that's what, if you have a mind to listen, then come on, and you can sort yourself through here. I rolled through most of that right there. A lot of people I do like to, they would suppose that I stand opposite of them, that I really don't. There is a convolution here, and this peace we seek, there is remedy. And it doesn't come from a gang of thugs. Again, two-sided. It's probably should have called this Two-Faced or something episode. But I have entitled, let's go back over here, and let's look at what we're calling it. Not on my watch. So, trying to give an example why Clive and Bundy was right. Not just because you say so or I say so, but he's standing in the gap for not only you and me, what if it was a leftist thing? Yeah, of course I support the same thing. These aren't government given rights. So we've been talking about overcoming tyranny and oppression in America here at RealLibertyMedia.com, RLMRadio.xyz. I've been your host, Vincent Easley. And there's more in here on the R-Log to continue. I left it in from last week, and there's still a couple of things I should be adding to that. And I won't bother adding these Twitter links. You can just go to my Twitter, Vinny_RLM_radio. Just look my name, Vincent Easley II. I'll find some of that. I wonder if this TED Talks will open up right to where I wanted it to. I'm going to let it play us out, and I'll come back then and give us our schedule for the today and the week.
Gulf between those who understand, love, and passionate about classical music and those who have no relationship to it at all. The tone-deaf people, they're no longer here. But even between those three categories, it's too wide a gulf. So I'm not going to go on until every single person in this room, downstairs and in Aspen, and everybody else looking, will come to love and understand classical music.
So that didn't open to the right spot, but the quote's in there, somewhere else in there. I don't know what happened to my links. I start out over into this, where am I posting? It's called the notepad. Yeah, so for some reason I found this last week too, when I post a HTTPS and then take and copy that, then cut and paste over to the Real Liberty Media to my R-Log page. It doesn't transfer to open up the same place for some reason. I don't know what it is. Where am I at? Closing out. All right, thanks for coming along. It's 1 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. reallibertymedia.com. Coming up a little bit later on tonight. Wait, I think Grammy's taking a night off. I do believe. So we're going to miss out on the rocket chair tonight and come on along at 10 Central Time for the Freakers Ball, y'all. Free! Freakers, free, is spelled F-R-E-E. So if you're all about being free, you can be a freaker for all, by all means. Come on along and listen to Grimner and Moose Girl for the Freakers Ball, y'all. Now, tomorrow we've got the Dork Table with Mr. Flash somebody. And he sometimes captures a hostage, co-host, that is, to ride along with him. Now, Sunday, about a quarter to 11 at my time in Arkansas, is Grimner. He's going to fire up. Now, he's trying to get sneaky and start about 5 minutes earlier than that last week. So if you want to hear him tune up the tunification here for some blues on Sunday, come on along at a quarter to 11 Central Time. And at, then we start playing some trivia. Thank you, Grimner. Play some trivia right here until 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's noon o'clock on the left coast. We got had Mr. Hal Anthony from behind the woodshed giving us the notice and the news and opening that big old can of whoop-ass. Come back Monday. We've got some Grim leftovers. What Grim and Moose Girl didn't get to on Friday night. We'll get some more of some of that yum yum news just for me and yous. Tuesday, we're back in a perfect world with Flash Somebody, and I'm generally there with them. Contrasting the occupation. Oh, Grimner's on at 7 Eastern. And then back over here at noon on Tuesday, that in that perfect world with me and my good friend Flash. Rolling on along the Wednesday, Graham's back. Miss Gamey Mary blasting off in the rocket chair at 6 p.m. Central Time. And again, back here Thursday, another Flash Somebody, all solo, but not alone. That is Flash Somebody. It's 20% off. Such a deal. And that's at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If I've got all my global time changes in the correct order, I believe that's got it. Mr. What? Now, I'm going to have to mess you. I know who you are, I'm pretty sure, but, you know, with all these names, we really don't know. So, I know who you are, I'm pretty sure, because you call me Veezer. That's back from UCY.TV. Anyways, hey guys, thanks for riding along. Looks like maybe run a couple of minutes over here, but when it gets cut at the music and all that stuff comes out of it, then it's a pretty much a done deal. Oh, yeah, thanks Chuck Ocelli last night. I tuned in and joined Mr. Ocelli. That was the night before last, wasn't it? I lost the day somewhere. Anyways, I'll try to put that down there too. Anyways, I think I'm done. Thanks for tuning in, folks, at reallibertymedia.com, rlmradio.xyz. Love and peace, even if you get it in pieces sometimes, I guess. Ciao for now.